Three, two, one. No, you need to do it too. It started well. I might keep this bit in.
Backseat Historian. Dun, dun, dun.
Hello and welcome to a brand new podcast that nobody asked for, called The Backseat Historian. I'm here with my brother I never wanted.
Big or, up.
Also known as a brother-in-law. Chris, who is a can you actually just take us all through your let's first go into the Backstreet Historian. We're going to go through some historical events and Chris is going to decide how he would have done said event differently. Can you just take the audience through your qualifications for history?
Right, please, that for my yours. History qualifications. So back in high school, a while back now, I studied history quite thoroughly and I got a U. So
he was ungraded.
I'm ready to go. I know a lot.
Maybe in fact it's the fact you don't know a lot. You are ready to be, as Trump is to politics.
I'm here to learn.
A historian that is not a historian. Somebody with zero qualifications. Here to learn.
Here to learn. Here to change what should have happened and change the output of how it could have gone, I feel. Because a lot of these things that we're going to look into were handled poorly.
Yeah. And the way we're going to do that is chat about it 40 to 60 years after it happened. the first, we've gone in hard. We've jumped in, 2 feet in. Absolutely no harnesses, no guardrails. We've gone for Chernobyl.
Big event.
Big event, huge event. And we'll get into it shortly. But firstly, why don't we have a little warm up, a little catch up?
Let's warm up.
So what have we been up to?
So my week has gone swimmingly. It's currently boiling hot in England, sweating, as has my week. So been out and about looking at boys chop trees down. So that is my background. I used to cut trees down. I don't anymore because my shoulders are fucked.
Can you just explain why that is?
What, my shoulders?
Did you fall out
lots
of shrubs?
No shrub falling out of. That was historical. See, I could have changed that, but I chose not to. But yeah, fuck shoulders. So I now sit in an office, get fat, get hot, and watch people cut trees down. So that's an interesting week
management.
I've had.
Yeah. This is middle management. Middle management. Before your very eyes.
It's enjoyable.
Good. Well, I'm glad you're enjoying that.
Yeah.
At the moment it's very hot in the UK, 30 degrees, but cloudy. Always cloudy.
We had rain.
There was rain.
No rainbow.
No rainbow.
But we moved. We had a barbecue and I had an umbrella
LGBTQ
on a 32 day.
IA plus absolutely fucking fuming from the weather today. Zero representation from the clouds.
No.
They're bad getting
before.
Cancelled.
Bad before. They should get cancelled like everyone else should today that has an opinion.
It might be worth.
Bin them off.
It might be worth mentioning to the audience at the moment that we are drinking. Have been drinking since 3.
Yeah,
it's now 8 o'clock.
And another little warning, we will say shit, we will say fuck, I probably won't say bugger, cunts will be dropped, so get used to it or go away. Standard.
Excellent break of the fourth wall there. Thank you for asking me how my week's been.
That's all right.
I've nearly consumed a bottle of Pimm's. Dehydrated. Cracking day today. Swam in a river of all places. Turned up hungover to work on Friday. It was work drinks that I went to though. But it's so difficult.
Midweek drinking sounds hard.
Midweek drinking, turning up to work hungover, trying to talk to people don't really like that much about stuff you don't really care about with a banging headache. Not the most fun, so I don't recommend kids.
No. And we won't get into Smeegs' job because it's top secret and no one deserves to know.
Yeah, it's not top secret.
It is.
It's just a secret from you guys. It's not. It certainly isn't.
Ignore her.
So, now we've caught up. But I think it will all flow nicer in the future. I think at the moment, having drunk as many alcohol,
Dutch courage, I imagine,
because
this is a first for us.
This is a first. It's a first for both of us. Neither of us have experience doing either of these kind of things, and I know this is something we're going to listen back to in a few weeks' time.
Cringe.
I'm going to absolutely cringe. I hate the sound of my voice anyway.
Yeah,
I don't think I should have gotten into anything like this.
Well, it's going to take a good 6 weeks for me to learn how to edit.
Yes,
but we're good.
Harry Roughnips.
I've got so much spare time with two children and a full-time job, but we'll make it work.
Make it work. Excellent. Well, should we go into the subject matter we've already kind of discussed with today?
Let's crack in.
Chernobyl, go big or go home. The Chernobyl disaster. Just before we go into any of this, Chris, what do you know about Chernobyl?
So all I know is limited knowledge. Something blew up in Ukraine. Was it Ukraine?
Yeah, Ukraine. Slava Ukraini.
That one. Big disaster, lots of radiation.
Real bad man.
From what I know, no mutant human beings. But we might cover that later on because I've heard otherwise.
No, yeah. Interesting you say that. We might circle back to that.
There you go. And I know that they tried dropping something on it from a helicopter.
They certainly did. Yeah. They did drop
water?
Stuff.
Water?
No.
It's concrete?
No.
Okay. Right. Something anyway.
Yeah.
And I think that is probably about it. They evacuated a lot of people. Someone fucked up somewhere. They hid some secrets. And that about covers it.
Cool.
For me.
Excellent. So a good base of knowledge to start off with. Have you seen the TV series?
Yes, I have seen it.
So it I have not seen it.
Oh, big mistake from you.
Big mistake from me.
Background research.
I think maybe the audience might get an idea of the level of research that we are both putting in.
Heavy.
A lot of mine came from ChatGPT.
Oh.
Yeah. I have no qualifications for this either. I know we discussed Chris's before.
Sorry, I'm very rude. Let's go into you, because you are... I am the definition of not smart, and Schmeegs is probably the polar opposite. Maybe not in this subject, but she's smart.
Not in a lot of subjects.
You can speak Latin.
I was one of those... Oh, no, I can't.
Can
I did
it?
Study it. Dead language.
You studied that.
People don't really speak it. I did study it a while ago. Don't remember any of it. 60 grand of work of education, just... useless.
Skip uni, kids.
Yeah, it's the amount of money I pay now towards a degree I don't use, and I'm not even paying the interest off.
Yeah, it's a bit rough, isn't
it? The amount that I owe is just getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, I know Rachel, I think she's been paying hers off for 8 years.
So Rachel,
I think she
is,
owes more than she originally did.
Yeah. So Rachel is my sister.
My wife.
Chris's wife, which is how we came to know each other, been each other's lives 8 years now.
It's been a while.
It has been.
It's been long enough.
Yeah.
Many more to come, I'm sure.
Yes. Well, little do you know.
Oh.
Oh?
Secrets.
So getting into... Oh, I leant back. My first podcast mistake. So getting into Chernobyl. To set the scene, we are... in the midst of the USSR.
Yeah. Which is what, for the people that aren't very smart?
It is the Soviet Union.
Yes.
Which is basically Russia and its communist empire.
Yeah.
And Ukraine is part of the USSR at this time. We're talking about 1977, when work begins on a nuclear power plant in Chernobyl. And the surrounding area, a village is made called Pripyat.
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 Another little throwback. I often call my wife Dini Pripyat.
I don't
know why. It works, and here we are.
Well, radioactive. That's what that means.
She is radioactive.
I'm sure she is, because that town of Pripyat was solely made for the people that worked in and around Chernobyl. So it's purpose-built village, purpose-built reactor. At the time in the USSR, many, many nuclear reactors dotted about the place. It is what is viewed as a very clean form of energy. People have a lot of trust in their government.
Yeah.
And there was a little vignette on a video I watched, I do recommend, on the Infographics YouTube channel, in which one of the workers in... it'll be really helpful if I remember which one it was. One of the guys actually worked in Chernobyl and had a big part to play in the meltdown of Reactor 4. His wife recalls watching a few weeks before a announcement on TV from the Soviet party saying how clean and reliable nuclear power is. So that's kind of the setting of it. Obviously, nowadays, you think nuclear, You think disaster.
Think bomb, yeah.
You think you think little boy, someone's little boy. Or is it big boy?
Big boy. Fuck. It's got to be big.
It's big boy.
Yeah, it's big.
Big boy, yeeted out of a plane.
Yeah.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki, gone. You think Chernobyl. You think Fukushima. Japan's done very badly.
Yeah.
RIP Japan.
RIP Japan. I'm sure they'll be around.
RIP Japan. Okay, so nuclear power plant made. And then we come to 1986, April the 25th.
It wasn't that long ago, really, was it? 86?
86.
I was still in my dad's balls, but I wasn't far off coming out of them.
Were you, like, 90? 89?
92. I was a while back.
Oh, 92.
I was swimming around.
Yeah. I'm not sure if that works, but yes, April the 25th, 1986, they had decided, the powers that be, they will come up an awful lot in these podcasts, and it just means a group of people that I don't remember or can't say for certain what they're called.
Yeah.
But they had decided a test had to be done on the nuclear power station in the event of complete electrical blackout. If, say, there was some, I don't know, there's a little thing called the Cold War going on at the time. So if the US had decided for whatever reason to launch a couple of missiles over at USSR, could the reactor still work or stay stable if there was no electricity going to it?
Right, okay.
They'd done a lot of these tests before. Here is glaring red flag / mistake number one. The biggest mistake.
Right.
They had done these tests before, 3 or 4 times, and it had never worked.
Okay.
So what they had introduced this time was some new voltage. Stand by while I look at my... No. Okay, so what they had introduced this time were some new voltage regulators that they thought would allow the turbines to continue to spin and add power to the main circulating pumps, blah, 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 blah. Lots of information.
Yeah.
All that matters is no electricity. What's going to happen? Are we still going to be able to create some form of electricity from these power stations, I think?
Yeah.
If there are any nuclear engineers watching or listening, please don't say how badly wrong I've got this because I don't understand how it works. Anyway, so important people to know about first. Alexander Dyatlov. Not to be confused with the Dyatlov Pass. Have you ever heard of this? The Dyatlov Pass,
no,
Chris?
No, I've not heard of it.
Oh, my God. I think actually this is something we should do in the future because it's a very, very famous mystery. I think from the 50s, there's this group of students, Russian students, who are going through this pass in the middle of winter. They're hiking.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to do some sort of like study. There's a cat in here, by the way, if you heard that meow. Some sort of study, and they get found, their bodies strewn everywhere.
I think I might have seen this somewhere, maybe on YouTube. Is there a documentary about it? This is ring a bell.
Yeah.
Shmigs, you keep talking, I'm going to release the cat.
It's mental. Anyway, not that Dyatlov, but our hero. Yeah, Anatoly, not Alexander. Anatoly Dyatlov, he's a deputy chief engineer. He's getting an awful lot of pressure from his chain of command, from the governments in power, to make sure this test is done.
Okay.
So on the lead up to this test, they are noticing that there has been a bit of a fall in the amount of power in the reactors. But, and it is really bad conditions to do this test.
That doesn't sound ideal.
It's not great.
No.
Because I think as well, I read that some of the surrounding power stations were offline for routine maintenance. So in order to power Pripyat and other surrounding villages, Chernobyl had to be working. So already it's, for whatever reason, the power is really low. They decide to start running this test, which is cutting off some of the electricity, seeing if the turbines are still going to spin. So the way, do you know how nuclear reactors work?
No.
It's causing, you're firing atoms.
Why you're researching that, just, for anyone that's ever watched Friday Night Dinner, Paul Ritter played Dyatlov, and his nipples are always roasting in Friday Night Dinner.
R.I.P.
After this, Dyatlov's nipples must have been roasting.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Ritter. Strange watching him play a serious role from going from a fucking idiot to that, but yeah.
Did they have Russian accents or Ukrainian accents or whatever
it is? I can't. It's been a while. I want to say yes. They're definitely speaking English, but I can't remember if they're putting on an accent or not. I'd have to go back and rewatch.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So a neutron is fired at uranium, a uranium atom, causing it to split into smaller atoms and then release more neutrons, blah, blah, blah. This is called fission. It's a chain reaction that then releases a load of heat. That heat heats up water, makes steam, turbines spin. That creates electricity. If okay. that makes any sense.
It just sounds like something's going to blow up when I hear words like that.
Ew.
Things clashing.
Well, spoiler alert.
No one knows.
Something might be blowing up shortly.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, so the 26th of April, they then decide to they're going to run this test anyway. Another point to note.
Even though the other ones are offline, they know the other ones are offline, right?
Other power stations in the area are offline. Chernobyl's the only one that's going to be working.
So is that then, does that mean that is working overdrive or is that just, is that covering for the ones that aren't on?
It's working the normal amount, but another thing to note, bear in mind, this test was supposed to happen during the day. I think maybe when the other power stations were online overnight, when they're expecting there's going to be less demand for electricity, they then still decide, even though they are the only power station in the area, to run this test.
See, this is what annoys me about history and things like this, is you've got all these scientists, clever people, they're all thick as fuck half the time.
Yeah.
Stupid decisions. Just, why would you do it? Just wait. It winds me up.
I mean, it is the Wild Wild West, both of the 80s and also the USSR.
And I don't know, even today, I'm not going to get into too much about politics because it winds me up, but even in this day and age, everyone is just so fucking stupid. Rash decisions. No one gives a fuck. Anyway, I'll rattle on forever if you let me, so continue.
The beers are starting to sound like...
The beers are... On to the next
grab
one.
Grab everyone listening. You grab a brewski.
Yeah, get a bev. I mean, you might be listening to this on a Tuesday morning at 8:30, so don't have a bev.
If you're driving,
coffee or an orange juice.
Don't drink if you're driving.
Definitely drink if you're driving, just not alcohol. Stay hydrated.
Get yourself a coffee or a tea.
Water.
Settle in. Water if you're boring.
No, water is the number one drink.
Yes.
But it was also in coffee, so there's an argument for that as well, isn't
there? Yes, 100%. Okay, so the night shift aren't expecting to be doing this test, but it's being passed on to them. Loads of pressure from the chain of command. And on April the 26th in the morning, like early a.m., they decide to run this test.
Right, okay.
What happens is the level of... So what happens is the reactor becomes unstable.
Yeah.
So it had dropped down, the amount of power that was being outputted dropped down so low, they were then trying to increase it. It then becomes unstable and these people are really, really inexperienced. What they decide to do is hit the AZ5 button.
So these people, are these the night shift workers?
These are the engineers that are working
on
the night shift. What this button does is releases all of these boron rods, which are supposed to stop fission, stop the chain reaction by absorbing the neutrons. Yeah. So you take out the neutrons, then you have nothing to split the nuclear atoms.
Right.
So, in theory...
So these borons were being powered by morons. Play on words.
Incredible.
Pun intended.
Incredible.
Nice, thank you. Moving on.
That should have been the title.
Borons powered by morons. I mean...
Insane.
I like it.
Morons
it can sh- things
powered
can change,
by...
You know? It's 2025. We can do borons. What we want.
Incredible. Incredible scenes. So the borons, powered by morons, this engineer hits the button.
Yeah.
All of these rods descend into the, what do they call it, heavy water or something? Whatever it is, the water that's got all of the reactions happening in it. The issue is, and this is a huge design flaw of these reactors, or this reactor type, that the heads are coated in graphite, which is incredibly reactive.
Yeah.
And what that does is makes it even more unstable because all of the graphite on the tops of the rods hits this hard, heavy water, whatever the fuck it is. And
boom. 1:23 a.m. Boom!
Boom. Big boom. Huge power surge. And we got two explosions. One, a steam explosion that blows the reactor lid off, and a second, more powerful explosion, which spreads radioactive fuel and graphite into the air.
That one doesn't... The latter sounds bad.
It's all incredibly
steam
bad.
Steam going off, not too bad. Like, I've used a kettle.
Steam, yeah. You think steam... Okay, I mean, how bad can steam be?
I mean, I suppose
it's not the steam itself. Well, obviously, the steam has created this explosion.
Yeah.
It is what follows, which is the most devastating part of this whole scenario, which is this big fuck-off ray of glowing radioactive energized particles yeeting themselves a kilometre into the sky.
A kilometre?
A kilometre. Apparently it can be seen... A whole thousand metres. Apparently it can be seen from miles and miles around.
I thought you said Mars then, and I wanted to know who fact-checked that, but I think you said miles.
Miles and miles.
Miles.
And miles.
Not miles.
Many miles. Around, people don't know what it is. So it's bad. It's bad. The engineers at the time didn't know how bad it was. They thought an earthquake had happened. Every single one of these people involved.
Sorry to butt in. How could they? The engineers that are in the power station.
Yes.
How have they missed that this has just blown up?
So obviously they know something has happened. They felt the explosion.
Are the windows closed?
They say there is.
Blinds are down.
Blinds down.
Blinds are down.
Shutters on. Yeah.
Sunglasses on.
Sunglasses on, although it's not going to do much to save them. They can't see what's happening in the reactor.
Right.
They don't know that.
Is this room like hidden away in a building? Because I'd expect if something blew up and went a kilometre high, I would see that out the window.
I don't think they have windows. I'm just going to say now, I don't think they have windows. Okay. But
mistake number two.
Yeah, but no, there windows. We go. Already.
You should know your surroundings, and I feel like they've let themselves down.
Always know.
And Pripyat down.
Yeah, R.I.P. Pripyat.
Rip Pripyat.
These are the people that really suffered. Pripyatians. Yeah.
Eight toes, nine fingers.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Thyroid cancer amongst children. Yeah.
You have to take it down there, but it's natural selection.
I mean, they were dirty communists, so.
Yeah. Fuck them all.
Fuck them all. Okay, so firefighters arrive on scene. So obviously they're like, what's happened? We don't know. There's smouldering remains. They still think the reactor's intact,
yeah,
but something else has exploded, because this is the pervasive feeling amongst people that nuclear energy is completely safe and clean. The first firefighters arriving don't have any protective gear at all. They just straight. Oh, okay.
They've got to have something on.
So they have some.
Steelies are on.
I mean, again, we are talking about the 80s and we are talking about the USSR. I'm sure they have something on, right?
Did they know nukes could be bombs at this point? Was that a thing?
We just spoke about Big Boy.
Oh, yeah, sorry. We did. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
So the history of atomic power. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're starting with Oppenheimer. You watched that.
I haven't actually. I watched half an hour and I fell asleep.
Not surprising.
Yeah, need to
revisit that.
You
need to go into that fully rested, coffee in hand.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it's a cinema film, though. I don't feel like I can immerse myself at home.
No, you do kind of need to go to the cinema. I went for a 7 o'clock showing in the evening.
Yeah.
Have you been to an Everyman cinema?
No.
They're so good.
Booze?
They've got... Oh, booze. Yeah, nice. Yeah, booze. Nice. Whispering Angel by the Glass, nice. For my middle class little basic plug. White girls out there.
Plug that.
Yeah. And there's sofas. And they come around and they take your order for food and drinks whilst you're sat there. Just between... It's kind of like between the first set of ads and then, you know, the last set of ads, which are the really good set of ads.
The ones you want to see.
The ones you want to see. And then they deliver all the food and the drinks kind of as the film starts.
I think that's
the best
experience of the cinema, the ads.
I suppose it depends if the film that you're seeing is good or not. The ads are so good, and then you can just turn to the person you're with and be like, I want to see that, I don't want to see that, that looks shit,
yeah,
that looks really good.
Yeah, I mean, we're not promoting talking in the cinema, because if you are talking through my film, I'm going to slap you on the back of the head.
No, you can
keep
talk.
Your phones in your pockets.
No,
cunts.
You can talk during the advert.
Yeah, that's fine. But as soon as the film started,
as soon as it's
shut the
fuck
up.
The British Film Council with their rating. You find out what the rating is.
Yeah.
You kick out the 12-year-old.
The lion
when it's
has
15.
Roared. The little man sitting on the moon has put his fishing rod into the air.
Yes.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Your kids are there. Shut them the fuck up.
Yes.
Take them out, please.
Take them out if they start crying. Have you been to the Minecraft movie?
No, oh, no. Not a
no,
chance.
No. I've seen all the...
I've watched it on my very legal Fire Stick. It was all right. It wasn't the best.
No.
The kids enjoy it, though.
Yeah, apparently the kids in the cinema
throwing shit about, aren't they?
Yeah, just shouting. I mean, I guess it's audience participation, just nobody knew
no one wants
when and how they're participating.
Is it a 4D film? No.
No.
Am I getting 4D. Sprayed? 4D, 4D. You get wet in that. Like, they spray you and your chair moves.
Like the London Dungeons. You done that?
I feel like I must have done.
Yeah.
But I can't remember it. Like many things in life, I forget.
That's for, you know, when they've got stuff coming out the seat to...
No, then no. I remember that.
No. First tangent finished.
Sorry, this will happen a lot, by the way. I'm very undiagnosed ADHD, and my brain likes to wander.
Yes.
So you'll
so
get
fine.
Used to that.
Okay, so firefighters have arrived. I'm guessing, yes, they have hard hats. They might have some sort of fireproof
clothing. I wouldn't go into a blown building without a hard hat on.
However, they don't have any PPE against radioactive materials.
Okay.
So they're walking in and amongst nuclear radioactive materials in the air, in the ground, all this sort of shit, smouldering remains.
So I'm guessing at this early point, would they have the little detectors that beep for radioactivity?
I don't think they do, only because they didn't know that they were so close to all this radioactive material. Again,
okay.
They haven't
fuck,
fully...
Mate, honestly.
Well, this is the issue, right? They're all, like we said before, incredibly inexperienced, but also they have just been told and fed, this is completely safe, and they have so much pressure from their chain of command that just comes straight down. I mean, this is literally the USSR where people go missing and sent to the Gulag all the time. R.I.P.
Yeah.
Navalny. Gone but not forgotten. Do you know what I mean? They disappear people.
Well,
people are falling out of windows left, right and centre.
Little
people
mantra for you all. Failing to prepare is preparing to fail. Big up.
Big up. Okay. So, within hours, many are suffering from acute radiation sickness, also known as ARS for...
Arse.
Very nice.
We've all suffered from arse before.
We certainly fucking have. Amongst
what is arse? Have we looked into what acute radiation sickness actually does? Are you just puking up?
No. So your body is literally breaking down from the inside out. But how that eventually kills you, because you kind of have all of these sores, your skin's kind of falling apart, your hair's falling out, because it's almost creating fission in your body. So you know how...
You are nuclear.
Yeah, you are radioactive.
Okay,
there is a myth that you can get radioactive sickness, you can get arsey from people with arse. So there will be instances...
Can you take arse from people, or do you just get it?
I feel like they're all...
Don't take arse.
They are all bottoms to arse. They're all arses to arse, they're all bottoms.
Yeah, yeah,
they are
yeah.
getting dry...
No one wants a dry arse.
Dry... dominated. It's going in dry.
Yep.
Arse is going into their arses dry.
Going in dry.
Dominating them, creating fission in their bodies. And it means that their immune systems are incredibly weak. And that's how, it's like AIDS.
Cool.
Just imagine
Freddie
more like
Mercury.
Gone but not forgotten. Yes. So within the first few weeks, 31 confirmed dead amongst the first responders. Mostly plant workers and firefighters. There was another one of the fail-safes, something that was supposed to stop this sort of explosion happening, was they flooded the reactor with water. So it's kind of, it explodes, there's supposed to be a load of water in there.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you saw this
Is
in Chernobyl
like
itself.
Throwing water on an oil fire?
It just boils, man. It's just boiling.
Yeah.
But they send in, again, I don't remember the names of these people. I can't remember if it's Dyatlov or not. Three people, or four people rather, go up to the reactor for the first time before any of the first responders
would this
get
be
there.
Alexander
to go.
Akimov, the shift supervisor.
Yes, big man Alexander Akimov.
The big man himself.
Yeah, the big man.
Yeah.
Send one up, three up my brother.
Yeah.
He goes up with three other blokes and they go and have a look in the reactor for the first time. First, eyes on, swimming through this like water.
They're swimming.
Yeah, because of all this water Fuck's that sake. Has flooded the area. They get up to the main reactor.
They've got their goggles.
They didn't have anything. Alexander holds the door open because he's deemed to be the strongest one. The other
big
three
man.
Go
so he's
in.
The big man. He is the big man.
Big man.
He's been hitting the gym.
He then holds the door open. Three other people go in and they have a look and they're like, oh shit, the reactor's actually fucking exploded. They come out. Obviously, those three, toast. They were dead
on arrival.
So irradiated, they were glowing. Long dead. Dead.
They weren't glowing.
Straight off
mate.
The bat. Straight off the bat, they're dead.
The big man out is easy
but
as that.
Alexander, he
oh.
only gets, I mean, he survives barely, half of his body, but only the half that was holding the door.
What?
So the bit that was exposed
yeah, that's fucked.
To radiation coming out is the bit that is just like, boils and sores. And he says to his wife, when he's like laying there in hospital thinking he's going to die, he's like, I've turned into a mutant.
Shit.
So exactly what you
X-Men.
Said before, right? Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
X-Men, Professor X,
yeah.
just with We're more off. Boils and sores and his
yeah,
skin just like
look,
slopping
it?
Off like frog spawn.
Oh,
if you could imagine Professor X with that.
I wouldn't turn on the film.
That's our mate Alexander.
It's like an X-Men 18 rated, isn't it, that?
Yeah.
Yeah, not for kids.
So after this, so they're sending in loads of people are getting irradiated. At this point, when this whole effort's going on, Pripyat, RIP, has not been evacuated, even though there is a horrendous amount of radioactive materials.
So are they purposely not releasing this information? Why have they not been evacuated yet?
Yes, it's exactly that. And also, I'm not sure if they understand what the true ramifications of what's going on, like, of what is going on.
Were people in Pripyat... Did they have many... Were they knowledgeable people? So I feel like if I'm sat here now in sunny Norfolk, it's gone cloudy,
Norfolk.
And something blew up that was that bright a kilometre in the sky, I'm probably out of here.
Yeah, but like you've got to think, 80s, USSR, you believed what the government was telling you. So you believe that it's completely
who's
safe.
Who's telling them anything at this point? Once this has happened, are they getting told anything? Or is it silence?
I think... It's just quiet at the time. They're not getting any official narrative through.
Right, okay.
They know something has gone on. Again, in their minds, especially deep in the Cold War, they could think that
fireworks.
The US have... Yeah, exactly, fireworks. Sent across some missiles. They might think that they're attacking them. They might think that an earthquake somehow happened.
I think earthquake must be the most... Because if I thought Russia was bombing us right now, I'm out.
Yeah.
So I'd hope it
Tapping
was a natural disaster.
Yeah. So April the 27th, the evacuation of Pripyat begins.
Wait, so what was the time span there?
That
April
is...
So it was only a day. Sorry, okay.
About
that
a day,
yeah,
I
it's
think.
It's not too bad.
It's 36
enough
hours.
Enough for your skin to fall off.
Yes, yeah. Enough for an awful lot of children to be suffering from thyroid cancer. 36 hours after the explosion
okay.
is when they all start to leave. However, they are only told to pack sort of 3 days worth of kit because they're told that they're going to be coming back. So when people go to Chernobyl now, you will see like kids' shoes lying about. You'll see bumper cars
still
out.
Can you still
out.
Go or is it
yeah,
been
you
locked
can.
Off? Cause I,
no, you can
I
go.
I thought I heard that... I know up to a couple of years ago it was good, but I thought they'd... Well, aren't they worried about the radiation coming back?
No.
Is it
Think
when
about
does
what
the
happened a couple of years ago in Ukraine.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That might... Also, you might be thinking
War.
Of, is a sarcophagus?
Yeah.
That's been
the Egyptians.
Put over. Yes, the Egyptians.
Yeah, that's running out of time, isn't it?
It's no, it's fine. It's been rebuilt now.
It has been, right.
For 100 years, it's supposed to be good
when
to go for 100 years.
When did they rebuild that?
Excellent question.
They should have been focusing on the war, really.
They should have been. 2016, luckily.
Okay.
So
good.
This
all
point,
right.
The Ukrainians had just lost Crimea in 2014.
Crimea River.
Yeah. Cry me a river. I think they probably Big are JT. Crying.
Probably crying now.
Crimeaing a river over the loss of Crimea.
Nice.
Apparently it's beautiful.
Not been.
No, neither have I.
I don't think I'm going to go there for a while.
I would, however, love to go to Chernobyl. Unfortunately,
yeah. Yeah, sick, mate.
Right near to a war zone. Oh, how annoying.
I think Chernobyl and Auschwitz are their top of the list. I mean, I know that's a weird list to have for places to visit, but that would be cool.
I have been to Auschwitz, and it is
Yeah, Rachel said that, that was a grim affair.
Yes.
Which is fair. You can't judge that one.
But
we might get into Auschwitz on another day.
Oh my god!
We have to do that at some point. I mean, I might upset a few people with what I feel should have happened.
Jesus,
one day
they should have just put them all in a nuclear reactor and just
better light. Would you rather melt and your skin fall off, or fall asleep in a warm shower of death?
I have to say it's probably the second one.
It is the second one.
It's got to be the second one.
The Germans did something right.
That's the Germans.
No, I'd take that back. That was rough.
the Germans, when they were committing genocide.
They made good cars.
Of like 6 million people.
Yeah.
Good they cars, did something though. Right there.
Yeah, they did. Volkswagen Bug.
Because even though they killed them.
It was efficient.
It was bloody efficient.
We say in jest.
Yeah. Yes, we don't mean any of that. Cool, okay. So, 36 hours after the explosion, blah, 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 evacuation fine. However,
the evacuation went swimmingly.
The evacuation went very well. People are out of there. It's all GTG, good to go.
Has anyone... So the couple of people who died in there, are they the only deaths
currently?
Yeah,
so there's literally two, I think, in the explosion. Only two or four people died in the initial explosion. Two engineers killed in the initial explosion, and then in the following 3 months, 30 workers and firemen die from health complications. That's just 30.
Did any of the Pripyatis die?
Well, we'll get on to that.
How many of them were there? Was it a big village? Is it a village, city, town?
I think it's like 60,000, something like that, for 50,000.
Enough.
Well, I think the amount of people eventually evacuated gets to about 50, 60,000. That's Jesus. From the... 30-kilometer then, or 30-mile radius.
Fuck.
So, 237 people are initially treated for the acute radiation syndrome.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What's happened, mate?
Well, I've put acute radiation syndrome. Earlier on, I bracketed it as arse, and we made all the jokes about arse. And then I've just seen the official one is ACS, AXE.
Axe.
Where the fuck does that C come from? No,
acute.
Fuck that.
No, that's shit, mate. No, fuck shit, the abbreviations. It's we love arse.
Arse. We do love arse. 237 initially treated, and then 134 cases of those are confirmed.
Nice.
And then subsequent thyroid cancer in children is attributed to radiation exposure. Neighbouring Belarus, listen to this, neighbouring Belarus loses 20% of its arable land. So Belarus gets
What is arable?
Bucks.
Like, I'm in Norfolk, right, and we have a lot of farmers... And I hear the word arable get lobbed around a lot. Is that just grass?
No, it's land that you can use to grow food on.
Right, okay.
So be that...
It's worth it then. You want your arable.
20% of a country's arable land, that's 20% of your ability to make food for yourself.
That's
especially
a lot of radishes
because
you're missing out on.
Many radishes, especially, again, USSR, we're talking turnips. No, that's the Irish, isn't it? Is that Irish? Turnips? No.
Who
is that Polish?
Work? Might be. Your boyfriend is Polish. So
yes.
We could call him in.
We're talking...
What else, like beetroot?
Beetroot, borscht.
What? Borscht? Sauerkraut? Or is that back to Germany again?
I mean, that's Germany, but I think they do have that in Eastern Europe as
You'd
well.
You think so. Pickled, and they love that kind of shit.
Anything pickled, anything with dill, disgusting amounts of dill.
Yeah.
Anything with beetroot. And then just like bits of meat that you wouldn't expect.
What do you mean? Like dog?
Well, they just, nothing goes to waste.
That's fair. A lot went to waste when this thing blew up, so they may as well do what they can now.
It certainly did. And the nuclear fallout reaches as far as Sweden, so even nuclear power stations in Sweden are picking it up.
I'm going to Google that.
Let's have a quick break.
Let's Google that.
Quick break.
Let's, where are we going to and from?
From Chernobyl to
Sweden. To Sweden.
Sweden.
Is, what do you take a guess? Have a random guess. Miles we'll go for.
250 miles. 560 miles.
Double it.
560 miles.
Double it.
Oh my God. 1,200 miles.
Add another 232 miles on top of that. 1,432 miles.
Well, okay. So I have absolutely zero concept of space.
That is a distance.
That is a distance. So 1,400 miles away, there are nuclear power stations in Sweden, which are picking up. This is about a week or so later, or a few days later. They're picking up still this radiation. They're getting it from the direction of Chernobyl, and they're asking questions.
Yeah.
At this point, nothing had been put out by the USSR about this happening. Fucking even hell. Though.
So how quickly is this spread? Sorry, I'm lost track of. It's like being at school again.
Yeah, so we're talking like a few days to weeks.
Fuck
week.
Me, man.
This is just pouring out. Big at this secrets. Point, they are looking for ways to try and contain it. So this is where you got the whole they dropped something from a helicopter.
Yeah.
Boron sand.
Borons again.
So boron again, because we said before that stops fission.
Yeah.
They're yeeting it out of some helos, helicopters, to try and put the flames out, firstly,
yeah.
But also try and stop the spewing of radioactive materials into the air. And then followed by, of course, the sarcophagus, which is...
Is that just concrete, the sarcophagus?
I would have thought lead lined, no. That's not what we normally do,
you're
is
the
it?
You're the expert. Well, you're not, but we can pretend. I'm going to go with... I would think I read concrete somewhere.
Yeah, it just says it's sarcophagus.
The initial sarcophagus. Yeah, it's got to be made out of something.
Okay, here we go. So helicopters drop 5,000 tons of sand, lead, clay, boron onto the reactor to stop the fire. This is from May to December of 1986. Bear in mind that this happened in April the 26th.
So that's 6 months.
Here we go. Yeah. Here's some interesting stats. The radiation release is estimated at 400 times more than Hiroshima bomb. Hiroshima, Christ. Whole city leveled.
Is that the one where they all turned into dust?
Yeah, just vaporized.
And they're still there. What's that one? That's Pompeii, isn't it?
Iron Man 3.
Isn't there? Is Pompeii, they're all like dust men?
They are... So their bodies have gone, but because of the pyroplastic flow around them, right. It's hardened to create a cast.
And they're still about, though.
So you can still see the cast of these people's bodies. Obviously, the bodies aren't in there anymore. Unless they are mummified, I don't know.
Imagine they were still in there, and they could come back to life.
Oh, well, Judgment Day.
Yeah.
That's right. They're not Christians. They're dead. They're gone. They're not coming back. Or if they do, straight to hell. I mean, they're already in hell. They literally got shat on by a volcano.
Fair
play.
Oh,
Vesuvius, Mount Etna erupted, didn't it?
I saw that. That looked nuts.
R.I.P.
Rip Etna. That'll be a storm in a couple of months.
It was Etna, wasn't it?
Has Etna been a storm yet? They like throwing a name. You know when they have like big, there's thunderstorms and that, yeah. They've all got funny names. Have we had an Etna?
I imagine there has been. So, and then at least 200,000 square kilometres of Europe are contaminated to some degree.
Well, that makes sense with the 1,400 mile trek to Sweden. That 200,000 kilometres square, that's big.
Square, an awful lot of
it's
the
a
world.
Big spot, yeah.
So then liquidators are mobilised. I love the name liquidators because...
Sounds
you
like a film Arnold Schwarzenegger would be in.
It's like the Expendables, but on steroids. These people, I mean, they've got trench diggers digging out tunnels underneath to try and get rid of some of the heat and the waste products.
Well, so they're
and
just
they
trying
are
to drop that into
really
the
hot. So they're just like tunnelling underneath. 600,000 Soviet citizens are mobilized. A lot of them know that so obviously at this point they understand what's going on to some extent. They don't know what's exactly going to happen because bear in mind, apart from Hiroshima and Nagasaki, which is 400 times less strong than what's happened.
Yeah, and that was
Chernobyl,
an attack as well, wasn't it? That was,
yeah, exactly.
That was an attack, so.
People don't actually know what these lasting impacts is going to be. A lot of people go in knowing that they might be a suicide mission, but you're in a Soviet Union, hun, you do not say no. So they
don't say no now.
They certainly don't. They worked in short 90-second shifts on the route.
That's an easy
on the
day.
Roof. 90 seconds?
Yeah.
What are you doing? You're like running up the stairs.
Out
what do you
breath,
do?
Run
grab
back
something.
Down.
No,
90
that's
seconds,
radioactive.
I feel like they should have reviewed that because that's you're getting paid for nothing there. That's an easy day's
it's
work.
It's communism.
How many,
they're
your,
barely getting paid, girl.
What's your break there? So you've done 90 seconds, half an hour lunch break?
You've got to just go.
Fag
no,
and a cup of tea,
go.
You're back
I
in? Or is that it for the
one,
day?
I reckon 90 seconds, wham, bam, thank you, man,
you're
done.
Not getting a lot done. Are you, are you queuing up
and then
for your 90-second shift?
Yeah, so you're getting exposed to more.
So that's a joke in itself then, because you might be in the queue for 15 minutes.
Yeah. Getting loads of exposure.
Yeah.
Exposure. Not the kind
poor
that
planning.
Influencers want.
Again, they've failed to prepare here.
The concrete structure known as sarcophagus is completed by 1986 to encase reactor 4. So reactor 4 is the one that...
November. So what's what we got from April?
April the 26th.
To November they've got...
To November is when the sarcophagus is put on there.
They've got a new car park.
They squirrelly do, except there won't be any cars on there. So yeah, that is... That's what's happened. There's this guy, Valery Legasov, who's the chief of investigation committee. He is a nuclear engineer. He's very clever bloke who actually understands what's going on. He comes in to lead the investigation and kind of lead the cleanup as well.
Yeah.
And he's like, we need to do this, we need to do this, we need to start telling people, we need to all of this stuff. And the Soviet government is like, no, we can't do that, we can't be too open about it, we can't admit that we've been on fault, all of this.
I think Trump would have fit in well with these boys, you know.
In as much as control narrative.
Lie, deny. Paint over it. You're the best. We've done everything correctly.
Don't ask big man questions.
Don't ask the big man the questions.
He shows the problems to do with the reactor, the flaws. There is something called the positive void coefficient, which is the problem with the RBMK 1000 reactors. I did research into it, but I don't actually want to explain it because I still don't understand.
No, that's fair.
The positive void coefficient is to do with bubbles. It's the bubbles of steam.
Right.
It's this flaw which means it explodes. But obviously it isn't a flaw that I'm guessing they know about. Anyway, he exposes these flaws because there are so many other reactors with the exact same design across the USSR. They don't want to accept that there's anything wrong with it. And then he tops himself.
Is this the only one that's ever gone wrong then?
Yes.
If they've got many that are the same?
Yes. I imagine that they would have put in... No, I think they still use them today, you know.
Fucking hell.
They still use them today. They
if
just, I guess...
If it ain't broke, don't fix it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, only Chernobyl's broke and they certainly didn't fix that. He killed himself.
I can't remember the dude that played him in the series, but he was a very good actor and he played that role brilliantly. You need to watch that when you have a chance.
I really do.
Because it is phenomenal television.
I squirtly do. Okay, cool. So that is a quick going through. One final thing to mention, huge fallout of Chernobyl, is the fall of the USSR.
Right.
In fact, Gorbachev himself...
Isaac, can you... I should have done this at the start. Could you please explain to me what the USSR was?
So it is a collection of countries that kind of happens. So 1926, is it? Or 1916, the revolution?
Could have been whenever.
1916 is the Russian Revolution, I believe.
Right.
Because I don't think they're getting...
Someone can fact check that, can't they? That can be fact checked. Not everything on this podcast is going to be accurate.
Oh, 1917.
You weren't far off.
Fucked
brilliant
it.
Movie, by the way.
1917,
have you
cracking
that?
Movie.
That's
I
good.
Have seen that.
That's a good
like
one.
Like three takes, and I can only
again,
really see
right,
where
I
one
mean,
of them is.
Again, that fucking idiot, when that German, they save him out of that plane.
Oh, what? And then
he just stabs
him.
What are you doing, mate? You got a gun, and you just... What? Oh.
Yeah.
Again, natural selection, death deserved.
Yes. 100%.
Hope that one was true. Idiot.
So the USSR is a collection of countries that are all communist. It happens after the Russian Revolution. So you've heard the Bolsheviks before.
Yes.
And our mate Lenin.
Yes.
So he leads the...
John. Who's Neil Lennon? Did he play for Celtic? John Lennon, very good singer. Is that who we're talking about?
No. Lennon. I don't actually, I can't think of what Lennon's first name is.
I reckon it's like Robert or something like that, isn't it? Vladimir.
Oh,
we could have guessed that.
Obviously, Vladimir. Yeah. Lennon leads this group called the Bolsheviks. They overthrow the Tsars, which are the royal family, institute communism, and then you get a list of, I believe, 15 countries which form the USSR.
Right, okay.
The Soviet Union.
If you're pulling that up, let me try and guess them.
1922 to 1991. I'm pretty sure there's 15.
I'll try and guess them.
Cool.
Right, you ready?
Let me double check to see how many there are.
I know one of them.
Okay, 15.
Straight off the
15.
Bat.
Okay.
Straight off the bat, Ukraine.
Ukraine?
Yeah.
Of course there's Ukraine.
Russia.
Yes. Okay. The thing is, Russia might have been an easy one to have just forgotten.
Yeah. Nah, that's the big one. Russia, Ukraine.
Yeah.
Poland?
No. No, they were part of what is the Warsaw Pact. So they were also communist around the same sort of time. What the USSR wanted to do was to create a buffer zone.
Right, okay.
Of other communist countries, not part of the USSR, but still, because they're communist by association, they are immediately allied with the USSR between them and the capitalist West.
Right. Okay. My guessing power is done with those two. I got two out of
15. You're joking?
No.
No, get another one.
My geography skills are lacking. But, right, we've got Russia.
Yeah.
We've got Ukraine.
I've already...
We've also got...
I mentioned one already with the arable land.
Boba? B?
Yeah.
Again with a B?
Yeah.
Belgrade.
No, that's Serbia.
Serbia?
No.
I'm out.
Belarus,
that's the one.
Where are the Kardashians from?
Oh, fucking, they need to go to hell. I don't know.
Armenia. Azerbaijan.
Yeah.
The Baltic states, do you know what they are?
Nope. Sounds cold though.
Yeah, it was Baltic up there. Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia.
Yeah.
The stands.
Kazakh.
Afghani? No, not Afghanistan. In fact, there was
Afghani
a whole
hush,
war
bro.
Fought between USSR and Afghanistan, which again
Big
brought
lips.
About the fall of the USSR.
Look at that. They're all working together.
Kyrgyzstan. Yeah, anyway. Moldova, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan. Blah, blah, blah. 15 countries. Gorbachev... Because the USSR wasn't doing so well when he comes into power,
yeah.
He decides to enact this policy of perestroika, which literally means like rebuilding, reconstituting, restructuring. He's restructuring USSR culture and government to be more open to foreign investment and trade, whereas before they were all behind the Iron Curtain.
Yeah.
So it is also attributed...
Would have been heavy to hang.
Very heavy. The... failure of the reactor is also attributed to the isolationism, policy?
Yeah.
Isolationist policy of the USSR, because obviously they've got these water reactors, but they were designed, made, and run by relatively, I guess, inexperienced people in the USSR because they don't want to bring any foreign people in. However, Gorbachev is trying to lift the Iron Curtain somewhat to try and make the USSR stronger. However... In doing that, ironically, he also brings about its demise. So Chernobyl happens in order to try and use his policy of glasnost to be more open and integrate ever so slightly more with the West. It then creates this mass of distrust from the people of the USSR because, like I said, they were getting told that this power is clean and fine for them to use. And...
Not
then
good.
They're like, oh shit, you're telling me that kilometer high beam of glowing radioactive material is actually bad for me. And now my child has thyroid cancer and 20% of farmers in Belarus can't do their job anymore.
That's mad, isn't it?
That's mad.
Yeah.
Good
fireworks show, though.
Apparently it was beautiful.
I can imagine it was beautiful. And then your impending doom.
So
we hope
beautiful.
Not. We hope not.
Your thyroid explodes, your skin melts off like frog spawn, and your hair falls out.
Good way to go.
That is Chernobyl. That is what happened. You can, if it wasn't a war zone, visit it now. Apparently, it's doing incredibly with cows. Not cows. Why did I say cows? I meant wolves. Wolves and bears.
Very similar animal.
And babushkas.
What is a babushka?
Babushka.
Sounds like a dinner.
It's actually
babushka,
grandma's.
Is that?
Babushka. Like what the is Kate Bush song.
Bush song.
Grandma.
Yeah, load grandma.
Of old people. Well, in fact, they're old now. You can imagine how old they were before. When they got evacuated, they just left everything behind. And a lot of them were like, fuck it, I'm not leaving. So they just stayed there and just got radioactive. They're like, I'm going to be old anyway. A lot of people got to these flats that they were moved into and like, I'd much rather live where I was before.
And they went back?
Yeah, they just go back.
Mad. I wonder how they're getting on now.
Well, probably, you know, lacking some skin and hair.
That is what it is. I reckon it's probably a beautiful place now then. Untouched.
Nature has reclaimed it. But so it looks real dystopian. Have you seen the Ferris wheel and stuff?
Like, yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know if you know this. This is a fun fact. Call of Duty 4. There was a very good map.
Yes.
I can't remember the name of the map, but I would have played that for a long, long time without realising what it was from.
Yeah.
And it is meant to be pretty much identical. So they've got that spinning wheel. I think there's a swimming pool. There might be a school. But that is meant to be like a 100, might not be 100%, but pretty, very accurate.
It's so funny you say that because I was listening to, you know, Have a Word podcast with Adam Rowe.
Yes, very
he
well.
Had Don Jolly, I think it
yeah,
was.
Yeah,
on.
Have you started listening to them again now?
Yeah, I mostly listen to it to fall asleep because it's like 2.5 hours
yeah,
long.
Yeah, it's a good one though.
But he was saying he went to Chernobyl because he does a load of this.
Yeah. I listened to
dark
it
tourism.
Last week. That was the newest one.
Yeah. And he said, didn't he? He was like, is that a school over there? And the guy was like, yeah. Is there a pool over there? Yeah. He's like, I don't know why I know this. God. And it's all from fucking Call of Duty.
Call of Duty 4, mate. Big up.
Real bad one. Cool.
Many heads popped back in my day on that one.
So, yeah, sure. Many.
No, mate. I was
yeah,
good.
I guess.
I was all right.
So, now we know what happened. In layman's terms, we're not going into fission and the type of fucking...
Other people can look at that.
Nuclear material that they were using. This is the time where you, Tree Surgeon Chris, who has fallen up shrubs, tell me how you would have done this differently.
This is quite a hard one for me because with the science and stuff, it is... For me, it's all coming down to common sense.
Oh, 100%.
I feel with... Normally, how I'd want to spin this section is me trying to be fun, but I can't... All I can really imagine is if that was to happen and you are the civilians around this area, fuck off, get out of there now. If you're old, do what you want. Your life's nearly at its end. You might have fun. You might turn into a mutated animal. Step two... If you're one of the scientists in there, you're telling everyone straight away.
Yes.
It's not a secret you want to be keeping, is it, really?
No.
Step two, I'm releasing all the information as soon as I have it. Step three, firefighters, always be prepared for nuclear poisoning.
So always wearing...
Always wear your kit.
Anti-radiation.
Might be hot. Well, not always. Like, if you're off to Mrs. Miggins' house fire, it's probably not radioactive.
How do you know?
Could be, but if you're going to a nuclear power station that's just blown up, 2 and 2 equals 4.
Get that PPE on.
Get that PPE
I can
on.
Tell
get
that
your
you've
mask
gone into management,
I have
you're
gone into
thinking
management.
About is fucking PPE.
Tell you what I would have done. Toolbox talk.
Eh?
Toolbox talk.
This is what you're telling me about that yeah. You use ChatGPT for.
Don't be spreading my secret.
This is it.
Toolbox talk. ChatGPT.
Do you know what they needed? It. They needed ChatGPT.
They needed AI to fix this one.
I think this is going to be the answer to an awful lot of our questions now. Is ChatGPT.
No, we can't.
If they had AI, they would not only know exactly what to do because AI would tell them.
Yeah.
They would also have some really cute, fun AI images of people with their skin melted off like Frogspawn.
I mean, I might try and get on that as the episode poster.
Ass.
See if old GPT could make me a nice
bare
poster of someone's skin falling off.
Into their asses.
Oh, God, arse. Back to the arse.
Back to the arse.
As always, something radio stress. Was it? What was it? Active?
Acute radiation sickness.
There you go.
Which is apparently ACS, which is fucking ridiculous.
That's just bollocks, isn't it?
In fact, I think that might be my main bugbear red flag of this whole thing. Yeah. That ACS, acute radiation sickness, is somehow ACS, not ARS. Unless it's ACRS. But even so, where the fuck's that C come from?
But even then, it doesn't ring off the tongue, so it
doesn't work for me either. And I bet you they didn't go for it because they're too scared of the arse. Yeah.
So I think...
Fucking terrified
to summarise, I think better PPE.
Learn to
talk. But
it can't be that.
It's the problem with men still now. We don't talk. Open up. Tell people what's wrong.
They needed, Channel 4 doing that.
Some shit.
That documentary about all the people. Did you see all the people like standing on the side of a building going to yeet themselves off? And it was some kind of like modern art installation about the amount of men that kill themselves. If you take that, Control C, Control V.
Yeah. Copy and paste. 25th
of April, 1986.
Pripyat.
And just be like, just talk about your feelings, girl.
Talk about your feelings. Look, shit's gone wrong. We're all going to melt. Get out of here. There's no pride in this one for me.
Honestly, Dyatlov needed therapy. Die. No. He just needed therapy, probably, because he was getting so much shit from his chain of command, from the very government themselves. There is so much, like, long screwdriver, micromanagement. He probably... Do you know what he needed?
Good chat.
I reckon he needed a weekend.
Couple of beers.
Liverpool.
Good night out for anyone that's not
some
been.
Beers.
Off to Liverpool, best city in the world.
Colombian marching powder.
Whoa.
100 quid in cash.
100, not that, well.
Go down,
back in
see
the 80s, 100 quid in cash, you're fucking having a good night.
See
now,
a couple of strippers.
You're not getting far. Strippers, yeah. Prostitute, maybe?
Do you know
see
what?
See it out. See the night out.
We're not
release.
Judging.
Release. No.
We're not judging.
We're
he
judging more
needed...
that he didn't do any of this, because the stress levels on this man must have been out the roof.
Well, the roof of Reactor 4.
Cocaine and hookers. It's the only thing for it.
So if our friend Dyatlov had had a couple of days...
On the lash.
Off the rails. On the lash. Liverpool, cocaine and hookers. If Channel 4 had done their advertisement about the state of men's mental health on April the 25th, 1986, and if the firefighters had just come from Mrs. Migginson's house fire but had put on their anti-radiation PPE...
They're good.
None of this would have happened.
None of it would have happened. Maybe not helicopters either dropping stuff off, but something bigger.
No, but we're talking about... So what are you saying? Something like bigger?
Something bigger than a helicopter. Hot air balloon?
You think a hot air balloon is bigger?
Many of them together.
Hasn't there just been a hot air balloon crash as well?
That's irrelevant. But if you had 15 hot air balloons...
Yeah.
With a bag of concrete on the bottom.
A bag of concrete?
A couple ton bags, right?
Yeah.
Just drop that on it.
Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah.
Safe. You can park your Russian automobile.
Your larder? Larder, is that what they're called?
A larder. Isn't that where you store your food?
Nice. Good one.
We're fast with that. But yeah, honestly, I think we've summarised that nicely. I think I've learnt a lot. I'm sure everyone else listening has probably learnt a bit.
Well, they've learnt things, whether they're the right things or not.
It might all be wrong.
I think an awful lot of it is wrong. But I think one thing that we can say, a lesson that we can all take with us, is that cocaine and hookers
is the answer to
all ills, including arse.
Cocaine and hookers does lead to arse. Before we leave, I know you've done a lot of research, so I thought I'd do a lot of my own.
Oh my God.
And I've got some fun facts for you.
Fun fact.
I've got three. So it was Father's Day the other day, and I was treated
Happy
to a Toblerone.
Day.
And do you know what I thought I'd Google?
What?
How many Toblerones could you fit in Chernobyl? I will give you a guess to the nearest billion.
So are we talking about the
this
whole site, all four reactors?
So this is Chernobyl itself, and then I will give you, and then we've also got how many Toblerones you get in the exclusion zone.
Okay,
so the nearest billion, I'm telling you, there's a lot of Toblerones in Chernobyl.
Okay, in Chernobyl,
yeah.
I think 1.6 billion.
you're way off. Times that by at least 10.
15 billion.
And 10 again.
30 billion.
Times up by, no, don't times up by 10. 198 billion Toblerones.
In Chernobyl?
Yeah.
198 billion?
Yeah.
198 billion?
That's a lot of Toblerones.
Jesus.
Exclusion zone?
Oh my God.
200,000 kilometres, remember, square foot.
Are we getting into the trillions now?
Yeah.
I'm going to say like 100 trillion.
20.6.
20.6 trillion. That's See, a I lot did of that thing. I kind of fell into the trap of underestimating high. The first time, which was good because it added a lot of weight to what the fact you're about to give me. But then on the second one, I massively overestimated.
I feel like that's a fact that you shouldn't forget either.
20.6 billion.
And I've got another fact. The radiation was so strong, it killed the robots.
The robots?
Yep.
What robots?
That's as far as my research got.
Excellent. But ADHD in action, everybody. Get medicated.
I was probably thinking about my next fact, but there was something to do with robots, and the radiation was
Doesn't
so strong,
everyone
it killed
at home
them
feel so informed right now? I bet if they hadn't reached for a beer already, they've cracked one open right now.
If you didn't think that was interesting...
Oh, my God.
The radiation turned a whole forest red, and it killed it within
red.
24 hours.
That's crazy. Yeah.
The Forest of Red.
Forest of Red.
Yeah, I don't know what that forest was called.
Forest of Dean. In fact, some might say that Forest of Dean is more radioactive than the Forest of Pripyat and Chernobyl. Can we just pause this so you can pass me another of some description alcoholic beverage?
Do we pause it? Because I'm out of facts. Do we just call this a day?
Those are your facts. That was a little secret tab of for Chris's eyes only on the Google Doc.
I feel like
a
three fact. I'll come in with three facts every time we do this, and they'll always be great.
Oh my God.
And very insightful.
Oh my God.
Because there were robots.
Incredible. So, what have we learned? Robots didn't survive.
Robots didn't survive, whatever they were. Yeah, but surely the robots, maybe they were just picking up the nuclear things?
In 1986.
Don't know.
Who knows? Like fucking Wally. Wally's just got a boron rod with a graphite tip. Little does he know.
Little does he know. Big up for having a graphite tip, though.
Oh, my God.
My man can slay. I think we'll end that there. That's
so,
been fun.
Yeah, if only cocaine and hookers in Channel 4 were more readily available in 80s Ukraine, which is, you wouldn't have thought there was a shortage of cocaine anywhere in the world in the 80s, but apparently there was in Chernobyl and in Pripyat, and if there wasn't, I'm telling you now, Reactor 4 would not have been in bits.
Robots, man.
Robots.
Peace out.
It's all the robots. Peace out.